Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director of NFA. Nate, this is the 13th Capitol Buzz we've done. We're now more than halfway through the session, but something very special happened inside the Capitol halls this week.
Karen, throughout our state's history, in times of difficulty, Nebraskans have united together to pray to God for ask for wisdom and strength. And this is one of those times. Governor Pete Ricketts has declared this Sunday, April 7th, an official statewide day of prayer in Nebraska for flood victims and flood recovery efforts. We're so honored to have a governor who is willing to turn to the Lord in times of crisis. And we're encouraging everyone, no matter where you are, this Sunday to join us in spending dedicated time in prayer for our state.
We believe this is so significant that our entire Capitol Buzz is focused on Sunday, April 7th, a day of prayer. I want to read part of the proclamation. Whereas Nebraska is suffering from an unprecedented disaster caused by blizzard conditions, widespread flooding, and high winds, which has profoundly affected the livelihoods and living conditions of our fellow citizens. And whereas throughout our history, Nebraskans have united in prayer to God to humbly ask for strength and steadfastness during times of difficulty, and whereas prayer provides peace and guidance in times of crisis and conflict and reminds us of the comforting assurance of God's love for all of us, and whereas it seems right and fitting that the citizens of Nebraska are urged to pray for the well-being of our fellow citizens and our state, to pray for all those and other states who are hurt by this disaster, to pray for those who are working to respond to this crisis, and to pray for all recovery efforts. Nate, this is significant that we can gather in prayer. We've developed some prayer points. How can people find the prayer points?
Karen, we have specific prayer points that people and churches can utilize to join us and spend a dedicated time in prayer this Sunday, and you can find those on our website at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.
Once again, would you spend time Sunday, April 7th, praying for our leaders and all of those that have been impacted by the unprecedented flood? Prayer is a wonderful thing that unites us. And for that reason, we honor Governor Ricketts for proclaiming April 7th a day of prayer.